American Family News, I'm Steve Hugh. The State Department has ordered the families of Americans working at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine to leave. Tanya J. Powers has the latest.
State Department officials say the embassy in Kyiv will stay open and that the departure of families and non-essential personnel is not an evacuation. It comes as Russia continues its buildup of troops near Ukraine and there are fears of a possible invasion, despite talks between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. This as NATO says it's putting extra forces on standby, as well as sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe. Denmark is sending a frigate to the Baltic Sea and deploying F-16 warplanes to Lithuania, as Spain is sending ships, and Ireland has warned Russia that its planned war games off the Irish coast are not welcome. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Meanwhile, EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell advises countries not to be too hopeful about any sanctions being imposed soon.
We continue building up a strong package of sanctions, but nothing concrete will be approved today because there is a process. The process is on the way. Be sure that everything will be ready when needed, but we are not going to announce any concrete measures.
Data from the Treasury Department shows the federal debt was up over $20,000 for every taxpaying household in President Biden's first year in office. Chris Woodward has reaction.
David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, says this new figure shows that Biden was incorrect in saying that his first year was a success.
When you're increasing the debt and you're increasing the burden on taxpayers and households, that is not a success. And this should be very concerning for every taxpayer, every household going into 2022 and really way beyond 2022. Just because the Build Back Better bill is dead, they could still pass pieces of it and upcoming spending bills and other pieces of legislation. And that would make this number, the $20,000 number, even worse for taxpayers and households.
Echoing statements from people and politicians before him, Williams says we cannot keep on spending like this as a country.
We are seeing a potential major shift in the House and Senate as to who runs the House and Senate for 2022. So Congress, they're going to ignore this at their own peril.
I'm Chris Woodward.
YouTube is censoring a well-known Christian pastor for posting a sermon that contains scientific, not to mention biblical, truth. More from Steve Jordahl.
Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church in Southern California has never shied away from controversy with his uncompromising stand for truth. So it comes as no surprise that if he's preaching a sermon about transgenderism, he's pulling no punches.
Simply stated, there is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY. That's it. God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality. This notion that you are something other than your biology is a cultural construct intended as an assault on God.
Of course, that's true, but it's also hate speech, according to YouTube, which promptly pulled the video. Dan Gaynor of Media Research Center says MacArthur hit a nerve.
The most militant people online are the LGBTQ community, particularly anything involving the trans community.
He says Big Social is organizing to try and keep any speech that's uncomfortable to the liberal mind off the internet.
The scary is not that YouTube blocks that kind of speech. The scary is that they want to institutionalize this legally, not just, oh, that website banned it. But if it's banned on one, it's banned on all sites.
There's an old Shakespearean saying that used to be a good rule of thumb: truth will out. These days, for Big Social, there's a line from an Aaron Sorkin movie that may be more apt.
You can't handle the truth!
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Stocks sank in morning trading on Wall Street today, putting the benchmark S&P 500 on track for what the market considers a correction, a drop of 10% or more from its most recent high. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.